Interim Day is like the working group. So this is the opportunity for legislators to actually sort of work with all the other legislators, talk about their bills, get some studies done, and so forth, work out all the kinks on the bill. The idea is that they get the bill smoothed out, they get it where it's amenable to the broad majority, they get it approved in one of these interim committees, and then next session, when they present the bill, it comes with that somewhat, you know, seal of approval from interim, and it should theoretically make for a little bit more smooth sailing with getting a bill passed.
And today was the first of how many?
Six.
Okay.
The legislative session ended in March. They skip April. They go May, June, July. They skip August, September, October, November, and then they wait until the legislature starts again in January.
Okay, and so there were, as I said, a variety of committees meeting, and during that, there was a reminder today about the Open and Public Meetings Act. What was that reminder?
Yeah, so that's mandated by law that every year on the first interim day, they have a training, and this is basically a training to remind all of the committee chairs and all of the people participating in the committees what the legal requirements are about the Open and Public Meetings Act. So in other words, if I come and I present at a committee and I bring a slideshow or I bring like a PowerPoint, I have to provide that to the committee because they have to attach it to the minutes. So it's making sure that the public has access to everything that happens during these committees. We know that they're available on audio. You can listen live or you can listen later, but also any materials, anything that's handed out, anything that's presented, that also has to be included. It all has to be public record.
Do they have to disclose meetings with lobbyists or anything like that?
Well, that's probably a whole other subject.
I bet. Also, in these committees, there were planning reports that were given. Who gives these reports? And maybe you could highlight a couple of them for us.
Sure. So again, this is a legislatively mandated requirement. In other words, the legislature gives certain groups money, and they write bills that mandate that these groups do certain activities. So this is where those groups come and report on the progress. Groups such as the Utah Transit Authority, state courts, Criminal Justice Commission, State Board of Education, and so on. So they all have to present to their respective committees. So if it was the State Board of Education, they obviously would be presenting to the Education Interim Committee. But some of the more interesting ones today were there was a report on the transfer of federal lands where they discussed, you know, where they were in that process in terms of trying to work with the federal government to get the land that the state is claiming that they should be able to reclaim, as it were, back from the federal government. And they talk about the money that's been spent so far doing that. There was a report by the UTA, a very preliminary report, on their plans to increase bus and transit use. This was something that had a lot of attention during the last legislative session. UTA has spent a lot of money on trains and, you know, front runner and tracks, but the bus system is still very lacking and something that a lot of low-income advocates have been pushing for better bus system. And so this was, again, a very preliminary report, which happens a lot, especially the first interim session, but about how they're going to try to address those needs. And then campaign finance timing. So we had a big change in the legislature this last session. They narrowed the time that you have to report campaign donations. If you are in a primary battle or a convention battle, you have to, I believe it's 48 hours of when you receive a donation. That's much shorter than what it's ever been. So they explained all of that so that, you know, this is new to legislators. A lot of them haven't, you know, they haven't had to do this yet. So this is their first time in there.
And they have to understand the rules and what they have to actually comply with in this new rule. Okay, finally today, Marianne, something called the master study list that gets some play during interim day. What is the master study list?
The master study list is what everybody who doesn't get a bill passed during the session wants to be on. So this is a list that both houses have decided these are things we will work on during the interim session. It doesn't preclude other things from coming up because they can still present, but they have to go through the committee chair. They have to try to get those things on. If it's on the master study list, it will be discussed. So you may have a bill last session that didn't get passed, but it didn't get defeated. It may have been sent back with a recommendation that it be put on the master study list for interim work. So that's actually a good thing. It may be something that they say, oh, you know, we feel as a legislature that this is something that's worth pursuing, but we don't know enough information yet. We need more information. Instead of just killing the bill and making that legislator then start from scratch, it gives them an opportunity to do it through this working group, which is essentially, you know, as I said, what interim session is.
In some ways, it could be on occasion bills waiting from the last session to reemerge.
Right, exactly. Okay. A lot of them will be that, in fact.
Marianne, maybe to close things out, we could get a little bit of trivia from the Capitol, something we'll do during each interim day of the legislative session. What's today's trivia point?
Today's trivia is lions. So you may not be aware, but at the east entrance and the west entrance of the Capitol building, each side has two sculpted lions. They were originally sculpted out of plaster. They have been since sculpted out of marble to withstand the elements, as it were. They have names. One of them is Fortitude, one is Integrity, the other is Honor, and the fourth one is Patience.
Well, we can hope that our legislators are paying attention to those names.
Exactly.
Marianne Martindale, thanks again for this update.
Thank you.